Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. This is Dr. Rhonda Waters, CEO of Mutare Hypnosis and host of Ask Dr. Rhonda, where we help ordinary people create extraordinary lives. As new listeners come in now, I've been reminded to share that Mutare is Latin for change. Mutare Hypnosis, Change Hypnosis. We're located at 60 State Street in Boston or by Skype. About half of our clients work with us through Skype. We also go to people for groups of six or more in the metro Boston or even out into the suburban areas of Massachusetts. But you can find us by phone on 617-266-3057 or send an email to rfw@mutarehypnosis, MutareHypnosis.com. You Google, you start typing Mutare HYP, it'll pop up. Today's topic, especially for you overachievers, and I know you're out there because that's who listens to this program, is I was listening to some of the morning programs this morning as I was getting ready to go out and cause trouble, and I heard General Stanley McChrystal talking about his new book, which is actually being published tomorrow, called Team of Teams, New Rules for Engagement, of Engagement for a Complex World. As a business person, and sometimes people say, "Well, why is there so much sports analogies and military analogies in business? We're not, you know, in military or you know, we're not in sports." But in fact, people are people, whether they're in the military or doing other things. But there's definitely a win and lose kind of a scenario that happens in military settings or in sports settings that most of us can identify with. It doesn't mean you take everything literally. Like if you read Sun Tzu's Art of War, which I actually recommend, there are some translations available for business folk, but it talks about when do you want to get into a fracas, if you will. The Art of War is about, and most of the Art of War is about how you stay out of problems. McChrystal talks about, General McChrystal, he's a very dedicated military U.S. Army general, obviously, and a very dedicated career man who retired not that long ago. But his issues, he says, in the military, and these are things that he talked about, was that we used to think that planning was very important, which is, of course, extremely important. He says in the military, they actually do a whole lot more preparation for things in the military than most of us would even think about doing in the real world. First of all, they have the resources to do it. But they'll practice, they'll build out case scenarios, like in the case of if they're going to attack a location, they practice in simulators, they practice in real-life fire situations, all sorts of things. So it, when something goes wrong or goes right, they immediately switch, whatever group it is, they immediately switch onto something else. Like now that they're able to broadcast some of these attacks or things that happen live, the things they plan extensively for, they also plan for what happens if A doesn't go the way we think A is going to go. Then we shift to B. We shift from B to C, C to D. The minute an option comes in that hasn't been planned for or was planned for and occurs and out of sequence, we have to be nimble, which is the discussion on this part of the show. If you can plan, we used to say when I was working in corporations that some people put they were climbing the ladder of success on the wrong building. So when they did the Who Moved My Cheese, another book from business, which basically says that you were planning things to go a certain way, and of course, across the period of a career, which for some people is 40 or 50 years, don't kid yourself, if you start working when you're 18 or 22, you're likely to be working at some task or the other, which you may or may not be remunerated, but working at something, if you're in good health to your 60s or 70s, then, I mean, why would I stop doing this? This is all kinds of fun. But part of the point is with McChrystal's book is to recognize that everyone on the team needs to know there's going to be shifts and moves and rearranges, and these things are going to happen. And as soon as you bring in a customer, like you may have prepared the 10 things that you put together a script to call customers, cold calls or warm calls, or even call backs to people who've called into your business, so you're calling back to them, and you think you've got all the questions together that they're going to ask. Let me ask you something totally different you never thought of before, but it makes perfectly good sense to them. Well, you have to be able to say, well, the answer to that question, if possible. If not, figure out what you can say so you can get back to them and enlighten them with a particular piece of information. Because sometimes, you know, they don't know what you had planned to ask them, so people ask you the strangest things. It's like dealing with somebody who doesn't know what your regular route to work might be. Say, for example, you drive the same route to work every day. A lot of people do this. Drive the same route to work every day. And then somebody new moves in the neighborhood, and they happen to work down by your office, and you're driving them along. One day, there's your carpooling, because that's a very sensible thing to do. And they say, well, why didn't you go that way? And you go, well, there's a way to go that way? You never thought of it. You've just been going the same way, sometimes just the way the GPS tells you. They may have a different GPS. You got a Garmin, they got a TomTom, you're using your smartphone, you know, and they may have different routes, and all of them could work. So being willing to say, hey, that might be an idea. I was taking out to visit some customers who put together their own group, as I talked about in the beginning of the call. They made their own group of six people or more. I'll come to you. They put together their own group, and I'm driving out there. Now, I happen to know the way to go on this particular route at this time of day is to take the Mass Pike to Route 128. But the Garmin doesn't know that I know not to get off at exit 17 or exit 18 or exit 19 on the Mass Pike. I know which one I'm taking, and then it starts trying to tell me to get off at the, you know, as soon as I get on Route 128, it starts trying to tell me to get off before I'm actually going to get off, because those are just potential options. So I want you to consider while you're making your plans, which are extremely important. It's important that you plan, because planning tells you not only things that you options or opportunities that might be coming into your path, but it can also help you understand potential roadblocks or issues or challenges. So recognize that you may, you know, there will always be challenges you didn't think of, but that there are some other challenges you might be able to plan for, such as meetings and conferences. Those of us who, you know, survived this winter here in New England, which, and if you're listening to this call, I reckon you did, you know, a lot of things got gummed up because it snowed all winter long, every day it seemed like, and a lot. So a lot of things got pushed off, and, you know, things that people might have wanted to do in the early spring, we were unable to do so. On the other hand, it got almost at 90 yesterday, degrees yesterday here in New England, which is unusual. But you had to figure out how to plan, you know, how are you going to get your car out? How are you going to put your car back? Where are you going to put your car in the snow? I mean, those kind of situations, you had to be flexible about thinking what to do. Some people just left stuff where it was. We had a car parked in front of our house for the better part of a month. They never turned it on. They never shoveled it out. They never did anything with it until actually ready to move it. And literally, it was over a month. And they came and they started up the car and they drove and they shoveled it out and they drove up. But for that month, they just didn't bother with it. So sometimes that's a plan. They just, you know, and they've gone wherever it is they came back from. But, you know, that can be a legitimate thing to do, to sit still and let the things swirl around you. And then when things become calmer or they get to a place where you can actually deal with them, then you do something about it. We don't always have to be in motion. I've talked a lot about the importance of being instead of doing. Because sometimes you're running in the wrong direction, whereas if you had time to plan and do some of these other things that General McChrystal talks about, you had some time to plan and organize and put things together. But then don't be dogmatic. Don't be, I planned it this way, so it has to go that way. Be able to understand that you can make a shift, and also, maybe you've worked in different places than I have, but I've had a few bosses who, unless the idea was originated by them, it stank. So no matter what you had to say, you could tell them there's free money on the corner. All we have to do is go out and get it, and they'd say it isn't there. They wouldn't even look, wouldn't even consider it because it wasn't their idea. You had to trick, dupe, prevaricate, whatever, to get them to believe that the idea to go outside and look was their idea, and then it was all sunshine and lollipops. So as they say, I've worked with some of these people, I've worked for some of these people, and it's just adds another layer of silliness. So if you're the person on the other end, and don't get me started fibbing, because I'll say no in a minute, but in me, no means usually, for in business situations, means I'm thinking about it. Now, some things I say no to, like riding a bicycle in the city of Boston. Many people do it. I'm not going to do it. I did used to do it as a teenager. Not doing it no more. There's nothing you could say to me other than my house is on fire and this is the only way I could get home, that I'd get on a bicycle. Not do it. Wouldn't do it for recreation. Not fun for me. However, if you want to meet somewhere and you want to ride your bicycle, I'm perfectly willing to throw it in my trunk, and you can ride up and down all you want. I'm all set with that. But there are many other things, you know, so I might say no right away. Like some of you may know, I'm a scuba diver. If you don't think I said no when I couldn't swim to being a scuba diver, I said no. Yet I thought about it. I considered the importance of being nimble in my own way, not necessarily the way McChrystal talks about it, but the importance of doing new things. It's actually something I've talked quite a bit about as well, the importance of keeping your new thing muscles in shape. That, you know, do something different you haven't done before. If you live in, like I live in a very historical city, but I haven't seen everything there is to see in Boston of historical nature. And even then, museums and those things, other activities, they shift stuff around. So the Constitution's being you know, dry docked and being updated and whatnot. So another, I think it's another year, it'll be back. It'll be the same Constitution, but it'll be renovated, updated, restored, you know, so it'll be something to look at. So part of what I want you guys to think about this week is thinking about what can I do to plan to be more nimble. Is there a software you said you were going to learn but you sort of didn't get around to it? Did you promise yourself at the beginning of the year you're going to take better care of yourself but you kind of slipped off the path? If you want somebody to help you be accountable, please feel free to send me an email to rfw@mutarehypnosis.com. That's rfw@mutarehypnosis. And that's something that you can do to send me some suggestions or ideas, something that you can do to establish some accountability that I'm willing to work with you, and something you can consider how you can put things together for yourself. Is having sometimes, to some people, having somebody else help them be accountable can be very helpful. So if you've got an idea or a suggestion or something you want to do this summer, you want to get ready for bathing suit season, you're bringing your family in from out of town, you know, some things you want to do while they're here, because that's, you know, borrowing relatives to bring in from out of town is a great way to visit some more of the historical sites or sites of interest where you live. And I would say that there's places of interest where just about everybody lives, even if it's a walk in the desert, which can be fascinating if you know what you're looking at. So I want you to think about this week how you can plan to be more nimble so when things change, and they will change, you will be better prepared because you have your muscles ready to do something nimble and not to dig your heels in when the time comes. So I want to thank you for listening to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda, sponsored by Mutare Hypnosis. That's MutareHypnosis, 60 State Street, and the world by Skype. Talk to you again soon.